For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends, and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, fantastic place for you to shop for maybe a new ATV, a side-by-side, a golf cart, scooter, you name it. They have it all at Impact Power Sports. You can find them online, impactpowersportsmi.com, or they are in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road. Kind of like you get past like that downtown area, you keep going to the east, and then you'll find Impact Power Sports there. Great group of folks online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Okay, welcome in to another edition of the show. This is proof positive that you don't have to know anything about basketball to be successful at making those bracket picks. I haven't watched one college basketball game this basketball season. I haven't watched 1 second of one of these tournament games. But as of right now, there are only about 3% of all of the brackets that exist of the 24.5 million that were filled out on the ESPN Tournament Challenge that are better than your old pal EZ. That's ridiculous. My God. Right now, out of 24.5 million brackets that have been submitted, I am in the 790. I'm at 792,137th place out of 24.5 million. That means out of all of those, only 3.4% are higher than me. What? It just goes to show you this is ridiculously a crapshoot. In fact, as of last night, there are now, of that 24.5 million, zero that are still a perfect bracket. Zero! The final one fell after the games were making their way through a Sunday edition of the second round of tournament play. My God, that's incredible. It's almost a statistical impossibility to pick a perfect bracket. I think it's happened a few times. I guess I don't know. Maybe it's happened more common than I even know. But in our little group that we have together, Eric Zane's tournament group, we got a kind of a dogfight. The dude who's in first has 540 points with a maximum of 1780. So whoever that is, dude or chick, they are in the catbird seat and in first place. Second place guy, and the first place dude's picking Houston. Second place person's picking Auburn. but with 530 points, but only a possibility of 1530 total. So a couple of that person's big hitters must have gotten knocked out. My final four is still intact. That's why I have 510 points with a possibility of 1750 in third place now in the tournament challenge. Nick, same thing. He says, exactly, easy. Me winning last year was a complete farce. I don't even like basketball. Aram says, 1 year, Nick was in the top 300 of the whole country. Yeah, Nick was talking about that last week. You may have been. That's remarkable. There's the standings. Donut Dan is right up there. But again, he only has a possibility of 1660 for the top amount. I have 1750, and this leader has 1780. It's probably going to come down to us two, or even these folks like Radio Voice Linda, who she can still earn 1710. That might win it all. I don't know if I take it back. Dan, the Donut Destroyer, is back in seventh place. He has potential still at 1710 possible. All these folks with 1700 and above still have a shot at it. All right. So this, to me, is the extent of what I've followed for college basketball. I do know that Michigan and Michigan State have done very well in this tournament. And why that's important, it's because where I live, these are the two teams that that people care about. And Michigan now will take on number one seeded Auburn, who's very, very good. But Michigan's hot. They won the Big Ten tournament, and then they've won their first two games. So fucking A, that's great. And then what else is cool about this is that Michigan State plays Ole Miss. Now, if Michigan State and Michigan both win, that means they're in the Elite Eight. And these guys are going to play to see who goes to the Final Four. Holy shit. So from a fan standpoint, that's exciting as shit. But I picked Auburn over Michigan. And I picked Michigan State over Iowa State, who lost to Ole Miss. So this is fun. To me, this is a fun thing to do. Just fill out the bracket and then watch zero college basketball. It was an exciting weekend for your old pal EZ, but not in the best way possible. I had a huge blunder that took place. The plan was Sunday to get up and go visit Dad and Joanne over at my dad's house in Detroit. So traveling across the state, no big deal. We do it all the time. I made the necessary steps, had the dogs boarded. I mean, that's what the plan was. And then Saturday, I get an email, and I'm like, uh-oh, this is a problem. It turns out that there's a local hockey team called hockey league called the West Michigan Special Hockey Association. You get a lot of folks there who are playing hockey, who might not get a chance to play hockey at a level like high school or anything like that because of, things like maybe a physical thing that's preventing that from happening or cognitive, whatever. And so they had asked me if I would, they actually hired me to be the PA announcer for this event. And I agreed to do it, and I put it down as next weekend, but that was a wrong thing. I put it in the wrong day. So I made these plans to go see my dad, and then the guy who organized the event, his name is Phil, he sends me an email on Saturday afternoon and says, hey, we're stoked about tomorrow. Thanks again for doing this. Here's the script for the festivities and the rosters. And I'm like, what the fuck? Are you serious? I looked, and then I quickly ascertained that I had booked this improperly and had fat-fingered the entry or something like that. Who knows? And so I'm thinking that I'm going to cancel with guy from hockey organization. And Pooh Bear says, no, wait a minute, now don't get ahead of yourself. She says, your dad's going to be in our neck of the woods next week for Madison's wedding shower. Joanne is going to be at the wedding shower with Charity Scam Mike's wife. They're bringing your dad, and you and your dad are going to be together on Sunday with World Book Jim and your nephew. So, you know, why don't we just do this? Why don't we just reschedule with your dad? Well, this is like 18 hours before we're leaving. So I go, all right. So then I reach out to dude Phil, and I go, cancel everything. Me worrying that I wasn't going to make it, I'll be there. Then I called sweet Joanne. Poor thing. Joanne, I got to cancel. She goes, what? And I'm like, oh, no. So I explain what's up. Everybody, I smooth it over. You know, that's what you got to do. You got to do some smoothing. So there was some disappointment on that end. But, you do that. You do the old smooth thing. And able to save face as much as possible. So we ended up working it out. Off I go. Now, I'm going to this event. And I started to get a sneaking suspicion. I don't know. You ever like go anywhere and your travels and your orbit or whatever, and you're like, God, I feel like I've done this before, like deja vu. So as I'm getting close to the venue, which I know the venue well. It's this particular ice arena. I'm like, something's going on in my brain that's screaming at me, and I can't quite figure out what it is. I walk into the facility, and a couple folks say, hey, it's good to have you back. And I'm like, back? And then I ask myself the question. I go, have I done this before? Have I hosted this exact thing before? And I've suggested to Pooh Bear that I am I'm in the early stages of dementia, like my dad, with all the name forgetting. And she just says, shut up. So I'm not yet sure as to what's happening, and I start to see faces, and I'm like, oh, okay, I've seen these people before. And then it all starts to like hit me in a rush. It started out with just a trickle, and then it all it just started to like hit me in the face. I hosted the same thing last year, and I'm like, what is going on? This is bad that I keep, this is all part of that whole forgetting names and faces and things and places that I've been to and people I've met and things I've done. And I'm like, wow. David says it was last year and you forgot. Well, it was such a stark moment. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Where it all started to hit me, and I'm seeing these faces, and I'm like, yeah, it's like it was yesterday. I had no memory of it, not a bit. Now, as it started to hit, I was like, yeah, I absolutely remember doing this, and I remember everybody's faces, and I remember how this works, and how the gameplay is presented to the players and the fans. But leading up to this, I was like, what the hell? Good God. That is scary to me. All right. The Fadathon is rolling on, ladies and gentlemen, and it is time to update the efforts of the folks in Fadathon. I'm starting to think that our sweet pal Nikki in Maine has a tough time being able to update us on the Mondays. So I do give her a pass until Tuesday. But let's get after it. These folks have been putting their best foot forward and just making the necessary adjustments in their diet and the what they do activity-wise in order to lose weight. This all started with Jeremy, our pal Jeremy, who now 28 weeks ago, he was on in the audience of this show. He started the show by saying, "I'm having a terrible time. I just found out that my ex, while we were together, ex-girlfriend, she was involved with another man, and that's really messing with my brain, and holy cow." And so then everybody's like, "Yeah, you know, you can do so much better." And then at some point, I think it was revealed that he is not happy with his physical appearance. And I think he weighed like 330 plus pounds at the time. So just by saying, "Yeah, well, why don't you quit being a pussy and put your best foot forward and lose that weight?" And that's all we had to say. That's all I had to say. And he's been updating us ever since. We've had several people jump on board as well in an effort to become less disgusting. Our pal Jeremy, let's start with him, is down 2.1 pounds from last week. He was at 256.7 headed into this week, and he has lost another 2.1 pounds. That means he has lost a total of 78.6 pounds in 28 weeks for a 2.80 per week average. Interestingly enough, this is a first. He had kind of a nutty week, and based on a lot of things that were happening in his work day, which is as a truck driver, his weight had dropped down like 5.6 pounds for the week in 5 days. And he actually wrote, "EZ, I intentionally put on a couple of pounds over the weekend to get me into a healthier weight loss for the week." He was saying that he wasn't happy that he had lost too much weight. So he, you know, he made it so that that number was not as drastic of a weight loss. So whatever happened, he wasn't consuming, I guess. And he said, "You know, I'd rather, I'm all about doing this in a healthy, sustainable way. And losing that much weight that quickly at this stage is not healthy or sustainable. I don't know what happened that caused that to happen. I must have just underestimated how many calories are in the food that I ate. I don't feel like I was ever starving myself or anything, at least not any more than usual, but I'm definitely going to be more mindful of what I'm eating this week to make sure I'm doing this correctly." You know that you're doing something great when you're like, no. Losing 5.6 is too much. I'm going to put some back on in order for this to be effective. I wrote down 2.1 pounds. He's got 2.2. Yeah, I had you at 256.7. You're down to 278.6. I'm sorry. I had you at 258.8. Now you're down to 256.7. That's 2.1 for a 2.8 per week average. Well done. And that, unless I hear from Nikki, she's going to have to start giving it to me on Monday because I have to award the star on the blubber. That is, by the way, the winner of star on the blubber. Is the 2.1 pound loss for this week. I take that back. That is not true. Though very, very good, that is not the star on the blubber. The star on the blubber is going to go to Rebecca, who she had a week where she wasn't feeling well and under the weather. And that illness may have had something to do with a 4.5-pound loss for her. She was at 286, and she is down to 281.7. That means in 9 weeks, she has lost 12.9 pounds for an average of 1.43 per week average. But she's a little concerned because it happened during illness, and she wasn't able to get into the gym like she likes. So, whatever. Amanda's in. She continues a consistent weight loss. She's got to be feeling good about herself as she loses another 1.3. Outstanding. Outstanding. Quietly, Amanda has lost 23.5 pounds in 10 weeks. That's a 2.35-pound average per week. She started at 294. I'm sorry, much heavier than that. She went from 294.6 down to 293 for the 1.3-pound average. Outstanding work, madam. Keep it up. Slow and steady wins the race. If you're losing weight 1 to 1.5 pounds to 2 or 1 to 2 pounds a week, nice. Hell, even 0.5 pound to 2 pounds is good. Your old pal EZ is down 0.6 from 183.5 to 182.9. Slow and steady. 2.1 pounds of fat in 3 weeks for a 0.7-pound average. Training on P90X still going very, very well. I had a recovery week on there last week, back to it, and it's working out. I love it. Old school P90X classic. Chris in Buffalo says, nice job, everyone. All right, so good work there. That's not easy. The amount of weight lost is a pretty solid number. It doesn't help that we don't have Nikki's in here, which is why I'm always bummed out. But I think, I don't know, it has something to do with her work, she said. All right, let's see. 12.9 plus 2.1. Not counting Nikki, 117.1 pounds have been lost. That's the way you do it. I have a workplace meeting coming up at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Jeremy says, it's still crazy to me that I'm also back to my high school football playing weight. Yeah, great job, buddy. Great, great job. All right. Amanda says the weight loss on her might be a fluke. I ate like shit this weekend, so it will catch up. So I need motivation for exercise this week. You're going to have to do that. That's like the extent of my motivation. You do it. Other than just screaming at you when things break poorly. You got to eat better than that. I mean, if you're worried about it, I mean, seriously, it's going to come back to haunt you. You don't want that. Okay. Radio guy fired from Chicago. And this sounded a lot like me. I think this guy is kind of a big mouth who draws a lot of attention to himself, which is kind of what I did. Dan Bernstein, I think he's an asshole based on what I'm reading, but he's an asshole that a lot of people listen to. He was on a radio station in Chicago. He is now fired. He got into a beef with an audience member. and the beef is bullshit. But I think that this is an example of this guy's probably a pain in the ass. And take it from me, if you're a pain in the ass too long, eventually they'll find a way to fire you. You know, like, all right, we've had it with your bullshit. And then when the incident actually goes down, the one that quote unquote got you fired, it's not like the biggest thing, but it's kind of like, all right, we've had enough. I guess. Radio station said, all right, you're fired. This all started, I guess, because Radio Guy was on social media and he posted a picture of him after he caught a fish. So he caught that thing and some animal rights person got butt hurt about that. That he posted the picture of the fish. He caught that northern pike with the message, "This was a hell of a fight." Later, an ex-user accused Bernstein of killing the fish, to which Bernstein responded that it was released successfully. The user called Bernstein a liar. Bernstein responded with, "I never respond to trolls, but questioning my sportsmanship and conservation awareness sets me off. You want to fight? I'm a bad enemy, comma, bad word." So, whatever he said. He said, "I'm a bad enemy, bad word." The back and forth continued. Bernstein threatened to dox the user before posting the line, "Want your kids involved?" The posts have been deleted, but screenshots are available. Okay, so that's it. I don't think anything worse was said than, "You want your kids involved?" He had been involved with a charitable organization promoting raising funds for children's cancer services. And then on Sunday, that's known as Camp One Step. Camp One Step by Children's Oncology Services posted, quote, "Camp One Step brings happiness, support, strength, and hope to hundreds of children each year. Recently, Dan Bernstein made comments on social media that don't reflect our mission. As a result, we've removed him from our board of directors." Okay. They've taken him off the board because he got into a fight with some asshole online.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The incident was the latest in a years-long series in which, according to this article, Bernstein put himself in hot water. As soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Now I remember that. Last year, Bernstein came under fire for a poor reaction to being called by his last name on the air by Eddie from Barstool Sports Chicago. Because of that, he caught a lot of heat. Now, I don't know about that. I don't know how big of a deal that is. Bernstein also drew ire for a lewd remark on Twitter about a former Comcast Sportsnet Chicago reporter's appearance. All right. Again, I would absolutely do that. I do that. He also angered listeners for mockingly referring to late Cubs Hall of Famer Ron Santo's amputated legs as stumps. Really? That's what they are. Are they not called stumps? Are they called, or do you have to say amputated legs? You see, all of these things, which aren't that big of a deal, in my opinion, it's kind of like one thing after another and the changing climate as to what's acceptable. Because I would definitely refer to someone's amputated legs as stumps. Who gives a shit? That's not even a bad thing to say. They are called that. You could ask a doctor. And about making fun of a Chicago reporter's appearance. Yeah, you want people on the radio who are going to do that. Otherwise, you have boring radio. You want the guy that's going to piss people off. If you don't have someone on there to get people to all wound up, all you have is fucking Free Beer and Hot Wings. You have boring radio. I mean, radio doesn't do itself any favors by with the pile of shit programming that most of the time happens on it. But when you're taking the people away who actually draw attention, why? Why are you doing that? Next paragraph. Bernstein regularly rated well with audience. His show with Marshall Harris earned a 7.4 share among men aged 25 to 54, the highest at the station. He provided thoughtful, researched opinions on sports and countless other topics and was adept at handling breaking news. So, okay, you know, if you're running that station, you've got that part of it. You've got the ratings. You've got strong personality. But you also have to put up with that nonsense. Unfortunately, radio does not really take care of their talent that way these days. And more often than not, you're going to find yourself on the outside looking in. This guy had been on there for years. He started in 95. In 1999, he was on the Boers and Bernstein show that lasted for 17 years. Boers left the station. Bernstein paired with Jason Goff for 2 years before they moved him to midday. So he's been there forever. My God. That's silly to me that they would fire this guy for that. Cole says, it sounds like you are going to have another guy to mentor about transitioning to podcast. Molly says, my aunt is an amputee. She calls it a stump. What else do you call it? Exactly. It might have something to do with the fact that it's Ron Santo. Anybody who knows anything about Ron, sports or the Chicago Cubs, Ron Santo is one of the most beloved people or was one of the most beloved people in the history of ball. Rich says, apparently blind guys can't get away with anything after all. David says he sounds like a hothead. Chris says that escalated quickly. Greg's take says, we think we can't be replaced, and says, idiot, here's the door. Yeah, you got to be careful. Nowadays, you really do have to be careful. When it comes to the, there was an incident they talked about, Bernstein reacting to Barstool Eddie's remark. Yeah, this does tell me this guy's a total asshole. Still might be worth keeping him on or signing him to another station. But there was a talent by the name of Barstool Eddie who his first day on the air referred to Bernstein by his last name, which that's the name of the show. The name of the show is Bernstein and Holmes. And another person on the radio station, Barstool Eddie from Chicago Barstool, you know, Dave Portnoy, Barstool Sports. He referred to Bernstein by his name. And Bernstein got pissed. It was a tense exchange when it all went down back in September of 24. The midday show was leaving. That's Bernstein's show. And the afternoon show on the Score was getting ready to take over. Eddie was filling in alongside another co-host, Matt Spiegel. In the conversation, Eddie called Bernstein by his last name. Bernstein got pissed. He says, you can call me Dan or you can call me Bernsey, but you don't know me like that. And, like, looked at him like he was going to kill him. Clip went viral. Barstool El Presidente Dave Portnoy noticed. He posted when this happened, Stoolies have never had an important war. Have never had a more important war than to ruin this guy's life. Professionally speaking, of course, every army we got has to zone in on Bernstein. The Stoolies' response hasn't been evident on the air, though Portnoy continued posting on X. Eddie said on X that Bernstein despises Barstool. Well, that's all stupid. That's stupid of, what's his name? Portnoy. Come on. Wreck the guy's life. And if you're like this guy, this Bernstein guy, you know, obviously he's, as Greg indicated, a hothead and would eventually wear out his welcome. And it appears it has happened. Radio station made the announcement. The guy is gone. Now, from someone who's been on the side of that and, all right, that's it. Your final straw. You're out. That kind of tracks. That makes sense. I mean, I get it. For me, it's easier just to be here in my own corner of the world doing this. But you still have to be careful what you do on social media. I you know, there isn't a week that goes by that I don't get in some type of dust up with someone from on social media. But it's still important to acknowledge that you got to be careful. I mean, if you are going to get in a dust up like I do all the damn time on social media, you want to make sure that you're not saying anything that could come back to haunt you. You dig? All right. It was a fun weekend for hockey. It was the referee appreciation game at Van Andel Arena. So you got 11,000 people there. And there's this one group of people that sits in the same area of the arena, and they're all wearing referee shirts, jerseys. And whenever there's a penalty, they like cheer the refs. Or when there's like a the linesman's going to drop the puck, and they're chanting, "Let's go refs! Let's go refs!" And this has become a phenomenon. One game a year is ref appreciation game. It's unofficial. The only thing the team does is they welcome the refs down into the area where the refs walk into their dressing room. The first period will end, and the refs will skate off, and there's a gauntlet of these fans who have left those stands, those seats, and want, but they're allowed to walk into the area underneath the grandstands and cheer on the refs in a gauntlet as the refs are walking in. They did it last year. They're doing it again. They did it again this year over the weekend. And so this is huge. This is very, very fun. And last year I got video of this. This year, no different. I'm getting video of this. But this time, as I'm walking out onto the ice, I'm interacting with the referee. And a lot of these referees are, you know, younger guys. The American Hockey League, they're trying to get to the NHL. And you got the two refs and you got the two linesmen. And I'm walking out onto the ice and I have the phone turned back on me because I'm going to need that. That way when I, that's why it's kind of a, you don't really see anything. You just hear me talking to the refs and they don't know what's happening, but this guy kind of figures it out. But the rest of the refs, they don't know. This is that interaction and that moment caught as I'm leaving the penalty box. Hopefully this video is not going to get me almost fired like the time when I showed those two guys fighting. I'm screaming at the other officials. I don't want them in front of me because I want to lead them through the gauntlet of fans. So hang on a minute.
Hey, wait up, wait up. You know what this is?
I can see the black and white already.
Okay, here we go.
This guy says I can see the black and white already. Look at his young ref. He's excited.
Here we go.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right, guys.
I heard from one of the folks, one of the refs reached out and no, I shouldn't say one of the refs. One of the people that were dressed as an official for Ref Appreciation Night said, we got to let you know ahead of time that this is coming. We got to do more. And I'm like, you know what? I don't think you do. You have to kind of like keep it at the way it is right now, in my opinion. Informal, that type of fun atmosphere, that is fantastic. So great. Hats off to all of those involved. Yoda World says, you have cop voice when you yell. Hang on! Man Bun Chris is here. He says, I saw one of the chief officials, Timmy Mayer, at the fields last week, and he was saying that he got a new gig helping the refs and educating. Dude is always busy, LOL. And then Man Bun Chris says, we need more ref appreciation, though, or else we'll run out. That's true. Except it's a double-edged sword. Because Man Bun Chris, he runs the Michigan Rangers semi-pro soccer team. And when we're at Davenport University for those soccer games, those fans, the shit that they give those refs is fantastic. Now, these refs have thick skin. But so it's kind of like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. You want those fans to still be involved in the game, but you don't want to make it so that the refs get butt hurt and quit. You know, you can't, you got to be careful. Now, I believe that at that level of soccer, the fans should be intoxicated and they should be saying shitty stuff to the refs. Because that means we will have more fun when we are upstairs in the booth. Chris, EZ, and Coltron. My God. First soccer game is coming up in May. Well, I don't know the full schedule. Chris gave it to me, but I only wrote down the dates that I'm there. There's a Michigan Rangers game on the 16th of May. My God. All right. So that was a good time this weekend. So radio guy, you got hockey. And a lot more where that came from. Speaking of minor leagues, there's a baseball team in the Chesapeake Bay area of the U.S. That would be the Chesapeake Bay Sox. Everybody's talking about this. Occasionally you'll have a game where the minor league team will host a game where they wear different theme uniforms with a different team name. Like just this past weekend, we had a Griffins hockey game, and instead of the Grand Rapids Griffins, they were known as Beer City Hockey. And they skate out. They got a different logo. We auction off the jerseys after the game, and it's a great time. By the way, side note, it's not that great of a time when you're auctioning off the jersey after a loss. The team lost the game, okay? And occasionally the players will come out, and they might be a grumpy Gus. And I actually hate that the team puts the players through this, because it's awkward. Win or lose, they have to come out. They're in their flip-flops and T-shirts and a pair of shorts or sweatpants, and they hold up the jersey, and then the crowd bids on it. So for 3-4 minutes that they're standing there, it's just awkward as shit. I always hated it. There was one time there was a hockey player by the name of Philip Hronik, who I think he still plays somewhere. He was playing in the minors with the Griffs, and he skates out, and they used to make me interview the players, like actually ask him a question. And I hated that, and that kind of went away, thank God. But I interviewed Hronik, who's, you know, English is the second language for him. And he, like, just stumbles and bumbles through his answers with broken English. It's embarrassing as hell. And then the next game, he comes out, weeks later, and I'm not doing questions, but he wants to make sure. So he comes out, and he goes, "God, no questions! No questions!" And I go, "No problem." So a dude comes out over the weekend, and I just felt so bad. And he just did not want to be there. And I'm like, oh, this is fucking terrible. I'll make this as painless as possible. Get through it. Don't say a word. All right. So anyway, they do these theme jerseys. Well, this baseball team did that, the Chesapeake Bay Sox. And their old logo, or their previous logo as the Bay Sox, I think is this mean-looking bird holding a baseball bat. All right. Well, for this specialty jersey night, they changed the team name to the Oyster Catchers, which has a lot to do with the identity of this team in this part of the country, Chesapeake Bay area. The Oyster Catchers logo is a straight up vagina. This is the logo of the Oyster Catcher's jersey. My God. It's a vagina in a baseball glove. Tyler, in his, I mean, people are like, Jesus, can you believe this? They're throwing out, hey, come on to the Oyster Catcher's game and get yourself a jersey. And they were like selling merchandise and everything. And then the owner of the team, I guess he wasn't aware or something like that. And then all of a sudden it's like, what the fuck is this? How did someone approve this? And now they're scrubbing it from the internet. In my mind, like the players had to tape up their jerseys or put on sweatshirts or something like that during the game. I mean, how did they handle this? My God, is that awesome. What a moment for this team. They are the AA affiliate for the Baltimore Orioles. So in this plan for their new identity, they're rolling out a few times during the summer, pumped up to reveal their logo to everyone. So I take it back. This wasn't actually like the team took the field with them on, because like the season hasn't even started yet. This is just a teaser, and the word got out, so they posted it. We got teased with it throughout the week, and then they laid it out for us, and boy, oh boy, did it catch the attention of everyone for the Chesapeake Oyster Catchers. And they were going to wear these jerseys for a few times during the year. This person who wrote the article wrote, that's a straight-up vag. It's the first logo you can actually smell through the screen. They even had a baseball in it. So the spot at the top of the oyster, that's the spot for the actual anatomy of a female, like of a large clitoris. The baseball is the clitoris of this vagina in a baseball glove. They've tried to scrub it from the internet. They were the laughingstock of Twitter for a few hours, but credit to the crew in Bowie, Maryland for burning the midnight oil and turning this into a positive. It's Women's History Month after all, so they decided to throw the logo back up to attract some attention and announce that they were donating 10% of all Oyster Catchers merch sales to a charity to benefit cervical cancer. Talk about a great pivot. That's how you spin something into a good thing. They've gotten some great merch available online, but I'm still holding out hope for a hat with a vagina on it. I'd buy that in a heartbeat. Seriously, though, guys, how many beers for this? How can you not be romantic about baseball? Yeah, if they're turning it into a good thing and rolling with it, you know, that's excellent. If they realize, yeah, that was fucked up. At least I think they were rolling out with some of that merch. Merchandise. I clicked on the link and I don't actually see it. Wow. So there you go. Chesapeake Bay Sox with a giant vagina for a logo. Outstanding. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is brought to you by some great sponsors. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. They are a place to get your vehicle repaired, whether it's any type of old-fashioned combustion motor. I hate to say old-fashioned, but you know what I mean. Standard combustion motor, regular old-fashioned car, or an EV or a hybrid. 616-532-6600. They'll help you. 616-532-6600 for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Check them out online at irvines.com. That's Irvines.com, E-R-Vines.com. TC Paintball, book an event at TC Paintball today with the weather breaking, kind of. Not really. I got snow on the ground by my house. Book an event at TC Paintball today for your group. Maybe the pals, your pals in the neighborhood, your bro friends. Maybe a bachelor party, bachelorette party, workplace team building. They have it all at TC Paintball, whether it's indoor or outdoor. Fully stocked pro shop. Wednesday, youth leagues for young people with the weaponry that does not sting when you get hit. It's still a lot of fun, though, at TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. And don't ever forget about Frank Fuss at buyinsurancehere.com. That's where you go. His company, My Policy Shop. He is a licensed insurance agent / broker. He's going to help you with healthcare.gov for anything you need, whether you're looking for insurance because you're not employed, your boss does not offer insurance, or maybe you're a business owner and you need to get your own insurance. Reach out to Frank today at buyinsurancehere.com. He's also a Medicare pro, Social Security planning, and life insurance. Don't forget about life insurance. You definitely need life insurance, especially if you have that family there. Don't leave them in the lurch and have to depend on the kindness of strangers with like a GoFundMe, okay? Folks, on Mondays of this show, I bail right about now each and every week because I have the workplace staff meeting starting. That would be for my radio station that I work for, Q100, Q100Michigan.com. All right, so I'm going to leave it there for now, and I'll be back after the staff meeting. Thanks to the folks that are watching the show today. I noticed we've kept it north of 50 for quite a bit, quite a long time, 55, checking it out right now. So thank you so much for that. Should be back at it no later than 11:40 to 11:45 a.m. Eastern time. In case you don't get a notification, I will start the second half of the show about then. So another hour of podcasting / live streaming coming your way. So thank you so much, folks. Patrick says, thus, the worst part of my week. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, yes, at about the same time we do this show each and every day of the week, and about the same time that staff meeting happens, 11 a.m. Eastern time. Thanks for being here for this part of it, though, folks. Talk to you a little bit later. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.